Pulaski. Hello, Morris.
Hello, Dave.
Lovely to have you on the program once again, even though we're a little earlier than usual, but we do have a soccer match a little later on, and I'm afraid the round ball game takes over as far as importance goes, so I do apologise for that, Morris, but I'm sure you will understand.
I sure understand. That's nice to be had. Thank you.
Now, Morris, I want to talk to you about Rupert Murdoch's new newspaper shortly, one that's just been developed for iPad use only. But it's a birthday at the moment, isn't it?
It is. It was a birthday on Friday for a very young child that we've all come to know very, very well. And its name is Facebook.
Amazing, isn't it? 7 years, what an effect it has had on this world of ours, Morris.
And that's the incredible part. Good, bad or indifferent, and we can argue about Facebook and what it's done. In 7 years, it has just become a beast that is known really around the world. And I mean, on all corners of the globe, most people would have come across it in some way or other.
Now, with Facebook, even though it's now up for an Oscar because of the movie about it, there really was that kind of networking before. It wasn't totally new, was it?
No, the concept was not new. The concept, in fact, the internet itself was based around the concept of a Facebook because it was put together by boffins in the 60s, scientists, who wanted to share information and share knowledge and chat. So the internet was really built on that type of social network camaraderie, and there were certainly some specific sites into the 90s already. But what Zuckerberg, the founder, one of the founders of Facebook, did was to put it together in a really sexy, easy way to use.
So really it wasn't new, he was just clever with what was already there.
He was clever, but you have to give him his dues. He was clever, but he also extended what could be done, because before we were just literally sharing files. So we'd post them, we'd send them to one another, and it was difficult for us to share information with many, many people at once. So he certainly innovated the space, but the idea of a community was not his.
And the amount of money that he's now worth today, how has that come about? How has he actually made those billions?
How many zeros does he have? I think they have to invent some more zeros just to give him some, but you're right. Now, a lot of that is because of the supposed worth of the Facebook product or brand itself. So it's what I would call book value. You know, if he was to sell, he'd certainly get a chunk of money, and that's what it's made up of. But you're asking where Facebook makes its money from. It makes it really from the revenues of advertising and from trickle income. So when you look at Facebook, there are often little ads on the sides, and they're not garish, you know, they're not in your face, but there's little ads there. If you click on them, they get a couple of cents. They also make quite a bit of money about selling their data mining. Now, they're not selling my information or yours, but they're selling what's called aggregated information, so it's all of us. It's total, you know, total females, total males, people in Australia, that kind of big global information, and they make quite a bit of money out of that.
So they're making money out of what is basically information for commercial research.
Yes, as do many, many, many websites. It's one of the least known online money-making activities, but the big companies actually make a lot of money by selling out aggregated information. I keep stressing that because I don't want us to worry about it's not mine and yours addresses. It's just all of us together type information. And yes, that's sold quite happily, you know, amongst the trade.
And you mentioned that the ads cost about a cent or something like that.
More or less. But, you know, it's called trickle income because we're not selling them for hundreds of dollars like a traditional ad. It's sold for a couple of cents, a couple of dollars. It just depends how popular whatever it is you want is and how many other people are willing to vie for it.
And I suppose if you get 10... hits, that's 10 cents, 100, that's a dollar. If you get a million, that's $100,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And Google works very similar. I mean, Google makes, again, what they call trickle income, which is a couple of cents, a couple of dimes, as they say, on a click. But, as you've absolutely said correctly, it all adds up at the end of the day and gives Zuckerberg lots of zeros.
Now, Morris, do you have one of these things happening for you earning a cent every time somebody hits www.businessfuturist.com?
Oh, I wish. I wish.
Maybe that's the way you should go.
Maybe. Now I have to get enough traffic. I certainly get through 6PR, thank you.
Anyway, I'll just mention it once again, and it costs you absolutely nothing, and there are no hidden advertisements. www.businessfuturist.com. Now, Rupert Murdoch, who I sort of thought was not overly fond of the iPad situation and online news, has he given in to where the future lies.
Oh, he has. He's come over to the dark side, absolutely. You're right, a couple of years ago, Rupert was saying that online would not harm his newspapers at all, that really it was just a fad that might disappear. And to his credit, I would assume over the last year or two, he's certainly changed his tune. So much so that he now is looking at putting a digital newspaper together, and as you said, it'll play on the iPad specifically.
And is this a full... Because I find now, when I go to news sites, and I do, I go to a lot of newspaper sites all around the world, and it's absolutely fantastic, but I know I'm only getting a smidgen of what those printed newspapers would have.
Yeah, and that's the way they work. His newspaper will be called The Daily. That's a lot of innovation in the title.
You're cruel sometimes, Morris.
Well, that's true. But yeah. You know, he's spending a lot of money on this. You know, they've given his budget of $30 million for it for the first year to make this thing kick. So he's definitely determined. And you're right, the difference between a traditional newspaper that we might have bought at the newsagent or had delivered and a digital is that digital is often specific to you and what you read. So very quickly it being the computer, learns what you want because you tick some boxes, answer some questions, read some articles, and it begins to learn the sorts of things you're interested in, more sport, less sport, some cooking, some world news and whatever, and it then aggregates or brings together the news that you like to read to the front. The rest is still available to you, but to the front is always the things that are more of interest to you.
And I find when I go to certain newspaper sites, when I try and go further into them, often they won't show me those articles.
Yes, because what they've done is put what are called paywalls up, and a paywall is their way of saying, look, we've got you, you know, we've teased you, you've written a paragraph or two, but now if you want to read the rest of it, you have to put some coin in the slot.
So Rupert's $30 million, how many people is he going to have involved in this, Morris, do you know?
He claims he's hired 100 people to work on it, and that's a significant staff for a newspaper, especially a start-up. And he's got some veteran journalists, he says, from The New Yorker, from Forbes, from The New York Post, and a whole lot of other publications he owns. So he's certainly putting some money, some time, and some great resources into it. If anyone can make it work, I suppose he can.
Yeah.
But the question always is, and I'm not saying this won't work, because you know, Rupert's a very, very clever man, far cleverer than I'll ever be, but my question always is, as you said before, that you and I can surf online all the time, we can find information. I'm not certain how many of us want to put more coins in the slot to read the rest of it when we can just type away and possibly find a similar article somewhere else for free.
Because I know that a couple of years ago, I think the West Australian, to go on that site, I think you had to pay for it, but they changed their tune very quickly, and now it's just an open site like all other newspapers around the world.
Yeah, as are most newspapers around the world, absolutely, because they all had a go at it. It makes business sense to try and obviously get return on your investment. I mean, it costs them a lot of money to put the news together, and that has to be said. But on the other hand, there is a culture online that many of us, or many people, expect that things should be relatively free when we surf into them.
And I guess it's getting to that audience that their printed newspapers just aren't getting to these days. I mean, all you have to do is to look at any newspaper around Australia, and the push to try and get a younger audience is just so obvious, isn't it?
It is, and also the readership of newspapers has declined for the reason you've said. Younger people don't tend to read a traditional newspaper like you and I grew up with.
And I can't do without my newspaper.
Yeah, look, I must say, I very rarely read a physical newspaper. I don't read physical newspapers all that often.
Oh, I can't help it, Morris. Even this morning I was there at the kitchen bench with a cup of tea going through the newspaper.
I do tend to read them online, I must say, and I tend to read now from a wider group of newspapers around the globe.
I do that as well, but I just have to, and a big thing with this daily, the online, what about crosswords?
Well, I assume, I don't know, but you can do them online. I don't know whether he's going to allow us to do that. That would be interesting. We must find it out.
Well, that's a very important thing to me because I have to do the West Australian's crossword, which, mind you, has got a little more difficult recently, I must point out. My thesaurus is not helping me one iota. But it's something that, you know, that it's those little parts of the newspaper that become very personal, don't they?
They do. And I would the technology to make them possible is there. Now, Rupert's not the only one putting out newspapers either online. We know that Richard Branson, you know, our friend Richard, has also said that there's an iPad-specific magazine that he's launching in very early part of this year, and that's called Project. And that's going to be a monthly magazine that he's going to put together.
Yeah, but doctor surgery or you go into the barbers, that's one of the pleasures, picking up those magazines.
Yeah, I think so too. And going back, you know, the few times I read a physical newspaper, it's actually a joy. It's one, for me, it's become a treat rather than everyday.
Yeah, well, to me, it's sort of like it's a necessary part of my day.
Yeah. The interesting thing about newspapers online, and again, neither is good or bad, just different. Often with a newspaper online, you can dive into it, so you can, you know, if it talks about a country, for instance, you can click on that country and find out more about it immediately, or you can watch a piece of video, or you can listen to community talking about it as well. So online actually offers a lot more depth than a traditional newspaper does, and that's what it needs to sell. For me, if Murdoch and the others are going to make a cent out of it, it has to be because they're offering me extended knowledge that I couldn't get somewhere else.
Yes, that's true, and that's really what it's got to be. And Morris, by the way, if you want to have Morris help you share some of that extended knowledge that he certainly has, get in contact with Morris Misiolowski, business futurist, professional speaker, innovator, strategist, entrepreneur, and media commentator. You claim all of those, Morris, don't you?
I do.
Morris at businessfuturist.com, or, as I mentioned earlier, www.businessfuturist.com. Morris, always a great pleasure. Talk to you next Sunday.
As it is to you. Have a great week, everybody.